With the information retrieved from Cross, we now may mobilize tactical teams to initiate strikes on assassin compounds globally. Warren Vidic, 2000. Hello, I'm Andrew, and I want to welcome you to Visions of the Past, a podcast all about the lore of Assassin's Creed. This is episode 109, and today we are going to discuss the Abstergo operation known as the Great Purge. I know when the term purge is used, sometimes we think of when the Chinese assassins were wiped out in 1402, or the colonial assassin purge in 1763. These are not what we will be talking about today. What we're going to talk about is the global eradication of the assassin order that happened in the year 2000. The Great Purge wasn't just something that happened in 2000, though it started almost two decades before in 1983, when a young boy was abducted by Abstergo's Lineage Discovery and Acquisitions Division. This boy would be entered into the Animus Project as Subject 4, and eventually go by the name Daniel Cross. Why are we going so far back to mention Daniel Cross, you may be asking? Well, that's because Abstergo used him as a test subject for a prototype they were working on that was capable of mimicking a piece of Eden, and they used this prototype to implant an order within his brain to infiltrate the Assassin Order and kill their mentor when the opportunity presented itself. After implanting this urge, Abstergo sent him out into the world, where he would eventually be picked up by a man named Luke and his partner. When spoken to, Daniel only answered in Russian, not only because of the experimentation, but because he was suffering from the bleeding effect and was reliving the memories of his ancestor, Nikolai Orlov. Things didn't go well for Daniel over the years with the bleeding effect, and on April 23, 1998, he accused a man of being a Templar and attacked him with a knife. Before he was able to harm the man, he was stopped by Hannah Mueller, who assumed he was an assassin and reprimanded him for breaking the creed, before getting him in a car and taking him to her camp. The next morning, Daniel met Paul Bellamy, the camp's director. Here, Daniel fell into a vision, and when he tried to leave, he took out two of the camp's guards, but he was stopped when Bellamy held his hidden blade to Daniel's throat. That night, Hannah decided to help Daniel get his medication, but after going through his apartment, found that it was gone. It wasn't long, and Bellamy showed up to inform the pair of what the assassins thought was going on with Daniel. And at that moment, he had another hallucination, and after it, he realized that he needed to meet with the leader of the assassins. Over the next 2 years, Daniel searched the globe for the assassin mentor, and on November 5th, 2000, he was kidnapped by two men and taken to the mentor in Dubai. While with the mentor, the two spoke about Daniel's visions. The mentor claimed that theoretically, there was technology that could view memories like what Daniel was seeing with his visions, but that doing so naturally, like Daniel was unprecedented. After explaining what he is as a mentor, the mentor insinuates that he wants Daniel to be his successor because of his ability to see these memories without the Animus. As he continues to explain his thoughts on how to pursue harmony through free will, the mentor retrieved a hidden blade that looks extremely close to, if not the exact hidden blade of Ezio Auditore. The gift triggers the implanted instructions within Daniel, and he murders the assassin mentor before performing a leap of faith out of the building's window. Daniel made his way back to the Abstergo facility in Philadelphia, where the information on the assassin camps was forcibly extracted by Dr. Sung, while Alfred Stern supervised the procedure. After this, Daniel was allowed to go back to Warden Vidic's Animus program, where he'd be allowed to sit in the Animus for the next 14 months as a reward for his service to the Templar Order. Stearns took the gathered information and oversaw the near-complete obliteration of the Order of Assassins. Between December 5th and 6th, 2000, multiple Templar military teams attacked assassin camps all over the globe, killing anyone they found in these camps, including the children. It didn't result in a full ending of the assassins, though, as a few places were not attacked, leading to some of the assassins escaping the purge. What this purge did end up doing, though, was force what was left of the assassins even further underground, and to operate in small cells between 3 and 8 people. While there are some exceptions to that rule, it doesn't mean that the assassins were no longer a thorn in the side of the Templars. they were still able to infiltrate labs and shut down projects, like I Abstergo. Because the assassins were still active, Abstergo kept some military teams around to hunt the assassins, like Sigma Team and Delta Team. For the most part, the assassins were rarely seen as the threat that they were before the Purge. Over the course of the series, we see a lot of the aftermath of the Great Purge, but what we actually see of the Purge is shown in the comics Assassin's Creed The Fall and Assassin's Creed Bloodstone. When we look at the modern day of Assassin's Creed and Assassin's Creed 2, compared to what we see in the historic sections, there needed to be something that happened to take the assassins from the massive castle of Mos Eif and the massive network in Renaissance Italy to four known people. And while there are numerous events in between, a modern-day Great Purge was the perfect way to explain why almost every time we look into the past, the assassins are numerous, with the modern-day assassins being so few. Adding to that, Abstergo is such a big corporation that it has its hands in so many things commercially and politically, it makes total sense to me that the assassins couldn't get back to the numbers that they once were without looking like a crazy cult or conspiracy theorists. But what are your thoughts on the Great Purge? Let me know on Twitter at visions_AC. Thank you for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next time for even more about the lore of Assassin's Creed. If you love stories about Assassin's Creed lore, please tell your friends and follow this podcast on the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to support this podcast and help provide for new episodes, visit my Linktree at linktr.ee/visionsofthepast for links to my Twitter, TikTok, and other social channels, and for information on how to support this podcast. Until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed, and to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.